welcome to the Downhouse podcast, particularly to those families who'll be joining our school this September, as this series is just for you. In this episode, we're looking at what happens next if you're joining us into our lower school, into year 7 or 8, or what we call remove or lower 4. Our host, Simon Jones, speaks to Kate Eaves, head of lower school, and pupils Sadie, Amrit and Bea, who joined us new last year.
I've been very much looking forward to this episode because today we've got Bea, Sadie and Amrit, but we've also got Kate Eaves, Assistant Head of Lower School. Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, thank you. Very well. It's good to talk to you and very much looking forward to what happens lower down in school, especially after people arrive at school for the first time. But first of all, just tell me, Assistant Head of Lower School, tell me some of the things that you do in your job there as Assistant Head. What does that mean?
Well, it essentially, to cut it reasonably short, means that I have oversight of the pastoral and academic, well, their well-being and their welfare and then their academic progress of all the girls who are in remove and lower four, which is year 7 and 8 at Downhouse. And I work with their house mistresses. We have 3 houses and I work very closely with them and various other people in the school to make sure that they're all happy and having a nice time and doing well in whatever it is that they want to be doing.
Gosh, so I love the way you play that down significantly, but pastoral and academic well-being, there's some fairly hefty responsibilities there.
They are, but I work with some excellent people. So, you know, together we can keep a close eye on all of that.
Okay, so let's talk about what happens when some children arrive right at the start of year 7 or remove. Tell me a little bit about how that looks and how you go about letting the girls get to know each other and settle in as quickly as possible. What activities do you have?
So I think maybe, girls, the best thing for us to start with is actually settling in day, which we do just before the start of term. And we invite all of the removes to come with their parents or families or whoever it might be to set up their dorms, basically. And they come and spend a little bit of time in house with the house mistresses. And they spend some time decorating their pin boards and making their bed look lovely and their area look really nice, which is just a way of having a little taster of what the term's going to look like from that point onwards. But they do get to go home for about 24 to 48 hours before coming back for the start of term.
So that's settling in day. When does that happen in the year then?
Imagine we were starting back for term on the Wednesday. That settling in day would happen on the Sunday before.
Okay, right. And the parents often come along and help their daughters
Absolutely.
Set up in the dorms,
yeah.
You say.
So it's a bit of an opportunity for the girls to meet the other girls who are going to be in their dorms, who they are likely to have met before because we also host a new girls open day in June, but for the parents to meet each other as well. So it's a bit of an icebreaker day for everybody, to be honest with you.
I love that idea then of the parents meeting each other as well.
Yeah.
So the girls setting up dorms, clearly that applies to boarding girls, but of course some of the girls are day girls, is that right?
Yes, it is. And in the lower school, we are fortunate enough to be able to offer all of our day girls a space within a dorm, so they have their own bed and they have their own area, and they are equally as welcome on that day to come in and say hello and to set up their space as well.
I love that. How beautiful that is. Tell me about some of the concerns or some of the nerves that you see either coming across from the girls when they arrive or from their parents.
The kind of concerns and nerves that we see are very natural and absolutely to be expected. And, you know, it's very similar sort of year on year, because for some of the girls that are joining us, they will have boarding experience and there'll be other girls joining us who don't have any boarding experience. And even if you do, it's still a new environment, a new setting, a new home for them to be coming to. So that's quite often at the forefront of people's minds. There is also a transition from coming up from either a prep or a primary school to a secondary school and all that involves as well. You know, even if you took the boarding out of it, there's, you know, a kind of step up in terms of workload or the expectations that might be on you. Are you going to know your way around the new school? You know, will you make friends really quickly? And all of those things, which we help both, I mean, they're concerns of both parents and pupils, and we just help them to manage those because they are very, very normal.
It must be really quite rewarding for you to see children arriving. You see natural nerves coming through, but then you see them settle in quickly as well.
Yeah, no, it is lovely. And the one thing I do have to say is I think one of the nicest things to see is the girls supporting each other And I don't know if they always necessarily know that they're doing it. It's a very natural instinct for them that when one of them's feeling down, they all rally around that person. And then it might be that, you know, a day or two later, they're having a bit of a moment where they're feeling a bit homesick and everybody rallies around them, you know, in return. And that for me is actually one of the nicest things to see.
Well, I'm dying to talk to three of the girls in a moment. But before we do that, Kate, I wonder what else happens in school. Tell me about any of the other activities that happen outside of the settling in day to, you know, just to encourage the girls to get to know each other.
Yeah, absolutely. So as I briefly mentioned earlier, we actually host a New Girls Open Day in June. Which is when we invite all of our new joiners and their parents to come in for a day, and we do all sorts of different activities, and there's a lovely lunch for the parents, and the girls are doing, I mean, I'll let them give you a little bit of information, but, you know, team building exercises and games and things for them to get to know each other. And then we have the settling in day. And then we also run a sort of short induction period in the first week of term for the girls. So there's very exciting things that happen then, such as their IT induction and bits and pieces. But there's also lots of fun activities as well in house. So there's always great things that happen in the evening that the girls will be able to tell you about. And then the first weekend is also a closed weekend where there is a huge focus on team building and spending time with each other and building relationships. And we normally do some quite special activities on that weekend as well.
Okay. And Kate, when you say closed weekend, just for anyone who doesn't know what that means.
Good point. So normally at the start and the end of term, we have what's called a closed weekend, which is when we like all of the girls to be in school. It starts the term off really well and it finishes the term off really nicely to have everybody in school as well.
Fantastic. Well, let's jump across to our three girls. First of all, Amrit, thank you for joining us here today. Did you come along to the New Girls Open Day last June then?
I did come along to the New Girls Open Day and I think it was really important. It was one of my favourite things joining Down House. It was just a really nice way to get to know each other, especially some people exchanged each other's numbers and emails and things, chatting over the summer, and it was a nice way to start the term.
Oh, I love that idea of becoming friends with people before you've even started in the term in September. So tell me about some of the things that you remember from that New Girls Open Day last June, Amrit.
I remember we had toothpicks and marshmallows outside and we were trying to make shapes out of them and things, and it was in teams and we won prizes and it was really fun.
Awesome. Excellent. That does sound like very good fun. Sadie, tell me what you remember about it.
Well, I also remember the toothpicks and marshmallows. And also I remember building marshmallow towers with uncooked noodles. And you had to like stab them through and then make a tower out of them, and you had to make the tallest one.
I love all of that. Sadie, why do you think the school puts on activities like this?
Just so that you can get to know the girls around you, and it's just really nice to work together and do things together.
Yeah, I think that's probably right, because if you just stick new people together who don't know each other and say, there you go, start to get on with each other, it must feel a bit weird, probably feels a bit awkward. But actually, if you get some kind of team building event going on, it's probably a lot easier to get to know people in that situation.
Yeah.
So tell me a bit more about what you remember about that.
We did a few games out in the garden in the cloisters, and we had a nice lunch together, and we were talking just about how our summer was and just trying to get to know each other more.
And Sadie, what other games did you play when you were doing that then?
We played giant Jenga, and there were cans and we had to throw beanbags at them to knock them over.
Excellent. All good fun. So Bea, tell me what it was like for you in September then when you joined the school. I mean, what was it like meeting new people, getting to know new people, getting familiar with your new surroundings? How did that make you feel?
Well, I remember that in the car journey on like the way to set up our dorms, we were all really nervous. But then once that we got there, everybody just started talking. And I remember that lots of other girls from other dorms started coming into our dorm. And we all had our phones at the time, so we were all sharing each other's favourite music and dancing and just sort of having a fun time getting to know each other.
Awesome. And Bea, when you were setting up your dorm, what are some of the things you were setting up there? What kind of things were you doing?
So we were setting up our pin boards, which is a really nice thing, because every time you go into somebody's dorm, you can look at all their photos and see what they've been doing over the summer or what they've done before coming to Down House and getting to know a bit more about them by their pin boards.
Oh, yeah. So you can really get to know people's backgrounds by seeing the photos that they put up. See, I imagine you could see different photos from where they've been on holiday. You see photos of their family, their parents, their brothers and sisters and things like that.
Yeah.
And I guess as well, I might be wrong, but I guess as well that you can see your own pictures. And if you're ever feeling homesick, then you can just remember the people at home, your family's at home, and then the fact that you'll be seeing them at some point soon.
Yeah, lots of girls, whenever they were feeling homesick, they would have one on their bedside tables. And whenever they were feeling a bit wobbly, they would look at them and just be like, I'm going home soon, and try to get involved with other people. That always really helps.
I love all of that. B, don't go anywhere at all. But let's just jump back to Ms. Eves for a second. Kate, it's interesting hearing about people feeling a little bit homesick. Totally natural when people go off to school like that. I think we can all understand and quite possibly remember what that was like as well. Tell me about how you help the girls after they join in those short moments when they are feeling homesick.
I think it's about acknowledging that that is a real emotion and it's absolutely okay to feel that way, but to also encourage them to not dwell on it, because it is unhelpful to spend too much time thinking about that. So that's why we do have, you know, quite such an action-packed program for them, particularly in that first sort of week to 10 days, because it gives them plenty of opportunity for distraction, essentially. You know, they get phone time in the evenings again. In the first couple of weeks, we try to keep that slightly shorter so there isn't the opportunity to maybe get a bit lost in those emotions. But that's essentially it. It's a lot of support, but it's also quite a lot of distraction at the same time.
And then tell me a little bit about the communication that comes from school. You know, to what extent are parents kept informed and updated in that sort of build-up, I imagine, to September when their daughters are joining at the start of year 7?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we really like to work in partnership with parents. And you know, that relationship starts essentially from the moment that a parent expresses interest at Down House. So, you know, once the girls have registered and they've accepted their place, our housemistresses will get in touch with them in the summer term, particularly just before the new girls open day, and they send out a newsletter and lots of information. When parents come to New Girls Open Day, they have a talk from the parents and they get a handbook for each house, etc., which is full of lots of, you know, really, really useful material. But our housemistresses are very open, you know, so if a call was wanted, or even a Teams call, so a video call, you know, they'd be really open to arranging those with parents beforehand. We like to touch base as often as you know, a parent feels it necessary, you know, outside of our own kind of schedule of communications, as it were, because that's literally what we're here for. So there is plenty of communication that goes out, and then there's the ad hoc things that are organised as and when are necessary.
Kate, you just mentioned the handbook for each house.
Yes.
What's in the handbook then?
All sorts of stuff. I mean, you might remember some of it, girls, but each house has got its, you know, its own personality, but we also all have lots of the same things in common. So it might be just letting them know who the house team is, who the house seniors are going to be for the following year. So the house seniors are, they're the upper six girls who are going to be prefects for the lower school that year. So each house has two house seniors, so they're in there as well. There's information about the things that you might want to bring with you, so a bit of a packing list. There's a bit about Wacky Bees, which is the birthday gifts that we buy for each other in the lower school. So when it's someone's birthday, they'll all receive some Wacky Bees from their friends. There'll be some information about Tuck. Just little, really sort of useful little bits and pieces. We also include an A to Z guide as well, which is a little bit more detailed and goes into all sorts of different things like food at the school. So there's something for every letter. They are meant to be reassuring pieces of information, if that makes sense. Full of the little things that you might not have thought to ask, but then suddenly think, oh, we didn't think about that. That tends to be what's in the handbook or the A to Z.
Oh, I love all of that. Girls, do you remember seeing the handbook for the first time and seeing things like packing lists and Wacky Bees and Tuck? Tell me what you remember about that.
I remember getting a little pamphlet on the open day for the parents and for us. And I remember reading it on the car journey home, being excited about packing more things, little things that I forgot to bring, and just really exciting little things like my little lights, my little fairy lights for my bin board, and my little picture next to my bedside table, and just little things like that, just really nice to have with us.
That's really good to hear, Amrit. Amrit, which house are you in then?
I'm in Hermitage House.
You're in Hermitage. And Sadie, how about you? Which house?
I'm in Hill.
Okay, all right. Would you say that's the best house, or would you say Hermitage is?
I say it's the best house.
That's good to hear, Sadie. It really is. Okay, and did you find the handbook helpful when you first came across that?
Yeah, I really did, because I didn't know what to pack. I didn't know how much I would need. I didn't know how many photos I would need or how many clothes I would need, and it told me everything I needed to know about everything. Some things I didn't even know I wanted to know.
No, that's good to hear. That really is. And B, which house are you in then?
I'm in Darwin.
You're in Darwin. So all three of you are in different houses. In fact, let's just jump back to Miss Eves for a second. Kate, just a quick question on that. The allocation of different houses, how does that happen?
With great thought, care and attention. No, and I do mean that. It does require a lot of thought. Essentially, we act on what we have at the time. So it's looking at the prep schools that the girls might be coming from. It's looking at, you know, sometimes people have had sisters that have gone through a house and they want to be in the same house as their sister. So is that a preference of theirs? You know, I have references from schools that I can refer to and think about whether I'm, you know, accidentally putting all the sporting people in one house, or am I trying to spread them across, you know, different houses. So we try to take as much information that we have, we take as much of it into consideration as possible.
It's interesting then that it's not just done on some random allocation, but you're
absolutely
really
not
putting
no.
the girls at the centre of it.
No, we really do try and think about, you know, have we got a good spread of day pupils across the houses, you know, all sorts of different things. Yeah, it's not an easy task always, but it's a rewarding task when you think you've got it right, or you hope you've got it right.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Let's just jump back to B for a second, because B, I cut you short there. Tell me something about Tuck. What's that all about?
So on Wednesday and Saturday nights, we have a movie, which in Darwin, we all vote for which one we want. And we're allowed to have a small bowl of whatever Tuck we want. So that's sweets, chocolates, crisps, popcorn, whatever. And then every house has an allocated day to go down to the tuck shop in the Murray Centre. And then you can restock your tuck. It's always really fun to, like, see which one everybody's getting and be like, oh, maybe I'll trade you this for that. Just seeing what you want.
And what's your favourite kind of tuck to have?
I always think that Skittles and lollipops are really good because they last a long time. So, like, lollipops, you could suck on it for the whole movie and then it just makes it last a bit longer.
Oh, good way of doing that, B. I like that. And B, what was the last good movie that you watched together there?
High School Musical is always a very popular one.
That's great to hear. Is that High School Musical 1, 2 or 3 then?
All of them. But the last one we watched was the second one.
Okay, all right. That's really good to hear. It really is. We're going to need to keep this episode short, because otherwise I think we're going to start breaking into some High School Musical songs. But B, Sadie and Amrit, it's been great talking to all three of you. Thank you very much for your time for being here today.
Thank you.
And Miss Eves, great talking to you. Great to find out a little bit about school life there. If anybody wants to find out more, what's the best way they should get in touch with you to ask any other follow-up questions?
Very easily. They can call the school reception, who can contact me, or if they've got, you know, they probably have Mrs. Reeves' email address through admissions, and she can always put people in touch very, very easily. So there's always going to be someone here who can find me and put you in touch.
Perfect. Well, we'll put a link to Mrs. Reeves' email address in the show notes for this episode. But in the meantime, Kate, it's been great talking to you as well. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. You too. Take care.
So that's it for this episode. To find out more, check out the school's website, downhouse.net. And our next episode is coming out soon. But in the meantime, thank you for listening to this one. Don't forget to follow or subscribe so you can stay in touch. And we look forward to seeing you next time. Bye for now.